your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I was super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, Mr. PNC Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, your input is invalid. To start, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday,
January the 21st, 2022. Raven 98 here, along with.
Good morning, TNT. Man, glad to see all the families here together hanging out, waiting for the party to begin. I guess that's what we're doing, right?
Hey, all right.
All right, Ray, you send anything out?
No updates went out since the other day.
Man. Wonder what that means.
All quiet.
All is quiet. So, guys, I actually were late, not because I was getting more information, which I know people always think we are or wanting to, but I had some other stuff to take care of. But with that, nobody's at the bank. I'm just giving it to you. You're not on standby. You're not on alert. Nothing is going on because I told you on Wednesday I didn't expect anything to happen until after the 25th or the court resolved whatever they are going to resolve, or however they're going to resolve, which is still the case. I know you're hearing a lot of noise from a lot of other people, but trust me, if it was happening, we'd be first in line, and we know that it was going to happen. Now, there's nothing negative because everybody's waiting for the court decision. They're still negotiating how the new government's going to be, and that's why the court gave them the extra time, because they see there is negotiation going on, and it'll be a smoother process once again. Here's the only issue I guess we have, if we have it. You guys can tell me if we do or not. I got an email, and it says, any truth to this? And we got to look at that for a lot of things, because I try to explain the situation to you and make sure everybody understands. We are in the perfect place right now. I mean, it's not happening today or tomorrow, but we're in the perfect place. But is it any truth to this? It says Maliki was elected as one of the new presidents. What do you guys think? It says here, elections in Iraq were a mess. Maliki, was Iran's choice, was elected as one of the three presidents this year. In his new role of president, Maliki has brought suit to stop the Central Bank of Iraq from revaluing the dinar, which was fully underway, truly. CBI doesn't need the government's approval, yet Maliki, with Iran's support, not agree. Maliki wants the value to remain at the present fixed rate and is testing the waters. Maliki has lost his position as president, and the lawsuit is dropped. All challenges have been handled by this evening, January 19th, according to ministers in Iraq, along with the Iranian banks removed from Iraq. And you guys know, and somebody sent me the email, then I got the phone calls, everything else, then I got the text, and then we got to go through all this nonsense. Mr. Fleming sent that out, which we all know doesn't have one grain of truth in it. And that's the problem. He's doing what else is confusing everybody. Nowhere, not one article in the world says that Maliki was elected as one of the three presidents. Not one. Not one article in the world says that all Iranian banks have been removed from Iraq, that Maliki is trying to hold the rate down. We know Iran was, they didn't want the RB to occur, but we've known that for 10, 12 years. But it's this kind of nonsense that is causing people problems instead of people planning for the future and getting ready for what we're doing. It's this kind of stupidity, both him and others, that continuously are putting out that doesn't even make any sense. And they call themselves gurus, and they put this kind of information out, causing you heartaches, pain, and stress that's unwarranted. guys, what's going on right now, and I'm telling you, and I told you on Wednesday, I'm going to tell you today, extended the time to give the Sunnis time to make an agreement with Sadr. That's the only reason. They didn't make their ruling already, and they moved it to the 25th. Because they think things will be better when they do that, okay? Think it'll be a smoother transition into the next government. Sadr is still refusing. He doesn't want Maliki to be any part of it. Amiri has agreed. Maliki's group has agreed. They can do without him for the next 4 years as long as they're part of the government. We just need to see what part they're going to play, what role, and they're discussing. There's articles out there saying that they have, Maliki's guys are saying that they've already picked the new prime minister. They know who it's going to be. And again, Sadr and the Kurds and them are saying they don't know. So that is still up and in the air. What we can say, what is positive, is there are ministers out there, articles, saying they won't approve the 22 budget without a rate change. There's articles out there every day coming out more and more saying there's no reason for the government not to change the rate based on the fact that oil was up to $86, $82. Went down to 79. Now it's going back up. That the surplus they have is so huge. They have all this extra cash. There's no reason for them not to change the exchange rate. Our only question is, do they do it before or after they name the new government? Can they wait 75 more days after the court makes a decision before the new government is put in place? Can they justify that? People still losing 25% of their income with their bread, water, milk, gas, everything else increased by 25%. Can they do that for another 75, 90 days and the people stand by, do nothing, knowing every day oil is going up, they're getting more and more money? I don't think they can. I think there's too many articles coming out talking about the exchange rate and that it needs to change based on the economy. All the good stuff is more and more countries are coming in, more investors are coming in, and all their comments about changing their economy from a rentier economy to a private economy, bringing more private businesses in. That's what's going to change them. And they're letting people know that jobs are coming, times are coming. We know it. Now, the banks, our banks, do not have a new window. The Treasury doesn't even have a new window. My guy in Iraq doesn't even have a new window because everybody's waiting to see what the courts are going to say. And that's the bottom line of it. Now, CBI could change this any moment they chose to. But it seems like they are waiting to see what the courts say before even they make that decision. But they have the ability to do it. So there's no bad news except for these gurus who are putting out this bull. Yeah, I knew what I was going to say. Because this lady called me the other day. Oh, wait, Ray, there's some noise in the background. Well, actually, he wrote me a letter and told me I was getting too frustrated, and she knew it because I was cussing too much. So she said, I know you're very frustrated. So, all right. And just so y'all know, Ray says that all the time. He cussed too much. But anyway, I am who I am. You just got to love me or leave me. That's all. So, anyway, let's get it cracking, Ray.
We ready?
Yep, we're ready.
Okay, 134th says, does Tony have any intel from boots on the ground in Iraq if anything is on the jumbotrons?
No. You didn't say anything being on the Jumbotron. It was
okay.
A couple weeks ago though, they were doing that with the notes, the information, but not recently. I haven't heard that. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm still having a challenge believing this, but I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Okay.
I have a member over in Louisiana. Yeah, New Orleans. You know, the storm came and she wouldn't leave. I was already thinking something was wrong with her because she wouldn't leave that area. She's still there. And today is her birthday, and you would not believe what she said this morning. Actually, she told me yesterday, and I said, I'll probably forget. She said, I want Tony to sing happy birthday to me. I'm like, I know something's wrong with her now. 504 New Orleans is her board name. Her birthday is today, and she said, I want Tony to sing happy birthday to me on the call.
Listen. Let me save everybody else some pain, and I'll just call you afterwards and say happy birthday. Okay. Now, you guys know this is crazy. My wife tells me I can't sing. I know I can't sing. So I don't even karaoke, but here we go. All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. That's it. That's all I can do. Happy birthday. What's next?
Now look at what you did.
Well, all right, then.
That was my sound effect thing I got for Christmas. You remember the little noise?
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate. It's time to party, party, time to celebrate.
Yeah. All right. That was the one question on the board. We had callers. I don't know. 281 was on the top of the list. I don't know if something happened to her line and bumped her down or what, so we'll see. 281, did you have a question?
Yes, I had a question. What's going on?
She can't talk on the phone. She at work. You trying to get her fired?
I am not at work, and I do have a question. What's going on? How y'all doing today?
Well, wait. You're not at work. Do you have a job is what we want to know. Or did you get fired already?
I told y'all what the deal was.
Who business is that? That's my business. I ain't telling nobody nothing. Oh, my God. How you guys doing today?
All right. Fabulous-er to the nth degree.
Good. Well, it's cold here in Texas today. Man, I'm not used to this. So, anyway. Well, some of the information was pretty good, you know. I do have a couple of questions. So I know you said the CBI could change the rate at any time. There was an article that came out, I don't know if it was today or if it was yesterday, and it was about the, I think it was the director of general and the chairman of the board, I think it was of the directors of Arab Monetary Fund. I don't know, have you seen that article? Tony?
Yep.
So what does that mean to you? Because some people tend to think it means that that's one of the things that you could say that says the CBI has turned in the official documents for the RI. So do you get that from that? Because I was reading it and I'm like, well, okay.
No, I mean, I don't get that from that. That, first of all, the revaluation, and that, again, was, you got to understand, was the U.S. And Europe, Blair and Bush, and everybody who participated in the war, Paris Club Agreement, who relinquished the debt for Iraq and let them get prepared for this, all the Arab nations.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody would have to be involved in that. What's going on with the Arab nation is they're solidifying their agreements in their region. Well, now they're going to do business together. It has nothing to do with the RV rate. It has the fact that all these countries are now willing, able, and agreeing to do business with Iraq, which have not been doing it for the last 20 years because of the sanctions that we put on there because of what was going on in the country. And now all that is changing. Wasn't it Saleh just met with 12 or 18 new ambassadors today because they're all coming back into the country. He met with them all, just like these Arab groups are getting together, saying, welcome back. Hope everything works out. We're here to do the best for you. It's showing the growth of the country, the belief that everybody else is having in them, and why they're projected to be leaders in the future as far as the economy and middlemen as far as East versus West.
Uh-huh.
So it's just being giving them some respect. It has nothing to do with them signing any documents for an RIRV or about to create it, because everybody involved in it already knows where that stands.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for answering that. So in your opinion, what would be the reasoning for them to wait an additional 75 days? Once the ruling is made or the decision is made from the court? I mean, what could they possibly be waiting for another 75 days? Is that the norm that most people do that? Or is, I mean, I guess I don't know anything about that.
Because once Parliament is approved, there are normal process for selection of prime minister takes 75 days.
Oh, okay.
Now, it doesn't have to take 75 days, but if he doesn't get it done in 30 days, then the next guy gets 30 days. So that's 60 days. If he doesn't get done, the next guy gets 15 days. That's the 75 days that they have to get it done. It doesn't have to take 75. Like I said, if they pick Al-Kazimi, and he gets his government done in 30 days, then it's over in 30 days. And we go on about our business. But they got 75 days to make it happen. Now, they can pick Al-Kazimi. Everybody's been negotiating. He could get it done in 15 days. He said, I don't even need 30 days. Here, this is my government. We voted on it. Let's go. So we'll see what happens.
So even if they make the decision on the 25th and they choose Kazimi, then this is not an immediate release for us then. We still have to wait a few days or so, possibly, for this to go live.
On the 25th, they aren't choosing anybody. On the 25th, they're deciding if what they've already done as far as Parliament, Speaker, and deputies was legal. That's what they're going to decide. So once they make that decision, we can go on with forming the government.
Oh, I get you. Oh, Lord. Okay. I thought that, okay, I get it now. That's where I was confused at. Okay. Well, hopefully we will hear something good next week. I mean, what else can we do but wait? We've been waiting all these years, so we just have to keep waiting until they get it done. So, all right. Well,
here's the thing, though. Listen. Mm-hmm. Wait, let me pump up your tires before you go. Look. Here's the thing. You're right. We've been waiting all these years. We've gone through all these different gyrations with each president, with each administration, with everybody in Iraq. This is the first time it has all come together as far as the economy, oil, money they have, as far as the growth of the company, the country. Everybody coming in within their agreements and ready to go. We are waiting for one single thing to happen, and that is for them to choose the right prime minister. Now, do we have to wait for that day? No. All the U.S. and everybody else has to know is Sadar has the largest group, and this is who he's going to pick. Now let's go ahead and do this. Because that's really all it takes. Now, there's a bunch of articles out coming from Maliki's side, of course, coming from the framework, saying that Sadar is going to change his mind. We're going to reach an agreement with Sadar. As long as we kick Maliki out, he's going to let our guy be prime minister. It's a bunch of BS out there. I don't think that's going to happen. But we do know there's talks and there's agreements going on. Okay?
Okay, that makes more sense. All right, well, we can't do anything but wait. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good weekend, and I will listen to you guys next week if I'm not able to get on. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
678 area code, you are on. Okay. 404 area code, you are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your scheduling this call this afternoon. I've got a question for you with respect to some of the speculation going on in terms of when there is the rate change that would be coming through. The way some of the articles have been saying, it's been really kind of nebulous of going back to what it had been pre all of this happening. And some are saying 1190 area. Others, of course, are wishing it to be in the 322 to, 340, 370 or whatever. Can you explain this and which route we should be looking at?
The only explanation I can give you is they intentionally want to be confusing. They intentionally, they do. They don't want to say 1190 and to come out at 381, 481, and they don't want to say 481. And it comes out at 1190, right? They don't want the whole world to know that they're not just going to put it back where it was, but where it should be with oil being the price that it is.
Right.
Again, what would happen if we all knew? That's what they're talking about. Oh, that's what they're talking about? Putting it back at 481 went right now? I mean, before they do the 22 budget, everybody would be out buying it. But here's our thing. What we know, not what they're saying, but what we know is what's on the bank screens. We know what our bankers are being told. We know what our banks are getting prepared for, and that's what it's going to be. In Iraq, in the Arab countries, they would never put that much advance notice in news articles. Everybody from every other country will be coming over trying to get the dinar right now. Nobody could do that.
Okay. Also, with respect to the location of the currency and the like, are they still having the currency in their local ATM machines over there, or have they been, pulled back for security reasons? Any feedback from your Iraqi contacts over there?
I will ask, but we haven't even discussed since the last time. So I don't know that they unloaded them to reload them again or not. Oh, yeah. It seemed like it would be hard because they're using the ATMs right now and using the POSs, and they just sent $200 billion more to the Kurds to pay salaries, and they're getting their salaries out of the ATMs. So I don't know that they can load them with lower denoms and the three zeros, or they got to do the process again. But I'll ask the question.
Okay, appreciate
good question.
That. Again, 10 days from whenever all this happens, and of course I keep always looking at it with my dinar glasses, that the 25th is next week, so, you know, if we've waited this long, what are a few more days at this point? But 10 days from whenever this is, we know that that's when our very special TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to be. And again, guys, appreciate it. Have yourself a very great weekend. Appreciate it. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
916 area code. You are on. 916.
I am 916.
Well, they're gone now.
It's good.
765. 765 area code. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, you. Good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon.
Ray. Ray, this question is for you. CRUT, a charitable remainder unit trust. And I've looked this up and did a little bit of research on it. And it's supposed to be, when you make your exchange, it's supposed to be tax-free when it goes into the trust and not in your name. Is that correct? Am I on the right wavelength there?
So far.
Okay. So is this for different entities, or can this be used for individuals?
Well, you need to look at the words. What does it say? Charitable remainder unit trust.
Mm-hmm.
So the first word tells you that it's going to be something different than what you're thinking. It's charitable.
Yeah.
So you have to be having a mind of charitable philanthropy for this tool. That's not what you're thinking to do with all that money. Then that's not the right tool.
Okay. Well, no. I was kind of thinking that direction, but now that you enlighten me on that, I will direct the other trust that I need to the individuals as opposed to the trust I want to point to charity or different organizations, correct?
Well, anything that starts with the word charitable, make sure you totally, fully understand exactly what it means and what it's representing. And I don't think any of you on this call would really want to be doing an exchange with all of your currencies into a charitable remainder unit trust or a charitable remainder annuity trust. I wouldn't. So make sure you fully understand what they are. Now, they're good tools to use for the purpose they serve, but not for what we're trying to do. And I definitely wouldn't do it just so that it could be a tax-free exchange.
Okay. That explains that. I appreciate the information, and that's all I got. You guys have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for everything.
All right, sir. Take care. 619 area code, you are on. 619-717? No? Okay. 510 area code, you are on.
Hello, Tony and Ray. My name is Lisa. I'm from the Bay Area.
Hi, Lisa.
And I have a few questions. That's right. I'm in Richmond, California.
Is that one Lisa or two Lisas? Never mind.
One Lisa.
Okay.
Yeah. Richmond is in the Bay Area. So I have a couple of questions on on the trust. I have a trust, okay? And I'm trying to figure out, do I put all my money in the trust? Or do I have a sub-trust, or do I have separate accounts? For instance, okay, let's say like I'm going to leave 30% with the bank. Okay, then the remainder, I'm trying to figure out how would I set up the remainder. Like, do I put half in the trust and then half in an account for my project? Or is that like a sub-trust?
Okay. Don't feel insulted. But your questions just shouted two things at me.
Look, don't feel insulted as I insult you, but go ahead.
No, I'm not going to insult
well,
you.
Well, I'm asking
I'm
because I'm,
questions
I really don't
shouting,
understand.
That's where I was going. You don't know what you have, and you need to learn what you have because you're already not using it correctly, and that's not a good thing.
Okay, that's because I haven't used it at all. I'm just trying to figure out, once I get the money, how to set up.
But you should have been figuring out how to use it before you got it. Or whoever helped you get it should have explained to you how to use it. Right now you have a tool that you don't know the correct way to use it. And,
okay, so would the answer be
and
sub-trust?
I can't correct you in 5 minutes of conversation on that.
Come on, give me a little hint.
A hint
okay,
to do
without
what?
The trust. Oh.
Come on, Tony, help me. Help me, Tony.
All right. What would you do if you didn't have a trust? It's just you. It's your money.
Right.
Are you going to set aside 10% for projects? Or 20%, or are you going to do projects as they come along? Here's the key,
no,
guys.
I want to set.
Okay, if you
yeah,
want to set money
for
just to do projects, it can't just sit uh-huh. there waiting for a project. You still have to put the money to work while it's waiting for whatever your project is. So it doesn't matter if money's waiting in one account or five separate accounts. As long as you're putting it to work, it's not sitting idly by. But you're going to have to decide if you want to separate it. Just say this is just strictly project money. And it doesn't matter if you're putting the money in your account, trust account, or foundation. If you decided it's for projects, it's for projects.
That's all wrong.
Now, if,
both of y'all going down the wrong way.
What?
Both of y'all going down the road the wrong way. You can't treat somebody else's property like it's yours. And the first thing you need to determine is whose property is it that you're addressing. So you can't say, well, I'm going to take trust money and do this with it or that, if unless it's for that trust and vice versa. So you don't have the flexibility to just decide what I'm going to do with this. You need to first identify with whose is it. Now, is it yours or does it belong to this trust? And if it belongs mm-hmm. to the trust, then you're going to do whatever you're going to do for that trust in the name of that trust, and it won't be for you
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. See, this is a fundamental problem.
So the question is, should I put so much aside for the project and then put so much aside for the trust? That's my question.
You can't do it like that. You can't put so much aside for the trust. Is it the trust property? It's all for the trust. Now, if it's some of your property, then you need to look at how you're going to be putting something in a trust if you're not the grantor. Then it's going to become income to the trust. You can't give to the trust. You're not the grantor. See, these are the challenges that you got to deal with to know what you're doing on the front end before you decide what strategy to employ.
I know, but I think she's asking something different, though. Wait. She got $100,000. She got $100,000. She just wants to know how to split up that $100,000. Should I put $30,000 in a trust, $20,000 in my personal bank account?
$50,000. That's the question.
That's not what she's. That's not what she's saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
She says
yes,
a trust
I am,
already
but that's
exists.
How they split it up.
No, but wait a minute. You said a trust already exists. So you didn't say
there is one
trust.
That exists.
Right. So the trust
there
already
is one
exists.
That exists.
I heard that. It already exists.
Yes,
so
it exists.
Now, who was
it
the
exists.
Grantor of that trust? If you weren't the grantor, you can't go dropping $30,000, $40,000 in it. So you
I
were
am
the grantor.
The grantor.
Okay.
I
so
am
you're
the
not
grantor.
The trustee. This is okay.
I'm the originator
I
of the
I can't help
trust.
You.
Okay. Yeah, she was just trying to see how to divide up her money, though. Not what to do once it is there, but how to divide it up from the beginning is a question she was asking.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So
you two got it.
I did answer.
Yeah, based on that, now, yes. Right. That's good.
Yes. Okay, did you get it? You understood it, or was it too confusing?
Can you repeat it? Because I kind of got a little lost in the translation.
All right. It's okay. I was just making sure it doesn't matter whose name it is. You have to decide what amounts you want to go where and then just basically do it. It doesn't matter. If you can put it all in one account initially and then divide it up. Or you can divide it up in the thirds. That part really doesn't matter until you designate it. I said the only critical part is you don't let it sit idle. I don't care if you put it in three accounts, four accounts, name the accounts afterwards. You still have to have it working. That's all.
I have one last question.
It doesn't matter. Okay, go ahead.
I got one last question. Could I put it all in the trust and then just create sub-trust?
Okay, now that's a Ray question.
not today. Because
then it belongs to the trust. It doesn't belong to you. That's what he's trying to tell you. You can't just nilly-willy do stuff because it belongs to the trust.
Okay, so I get you. Once I put it all in a trust, it belongs to the trust. But if I separate it, like in separate accounts.
Yeah, then it's still yours if you just separate the accounts. But once you put in the trust, that's what he was saying, you can't just do what you want then because it belongs to the trust.
Okay, I got you now. I got you. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Welcome.
All right.
All right, Ray, hold on a second before we go to the next person.
Okay.
So, guys, evidently, somebody sent me a text and said, Tony, I think you need to make it more clear because I thought I did. And if
I
Bus Lady
did too.
Says she understood, no, I'm talking about with Bus Lady. If she says she understood, everybody should understand. But clearly not. No, I'm just messing with her. Right? So I'm saying the decision on the 25th that the court is making is not about the RV. It has absolutely nothing to do with the RV itself or whether it's going to be announced on that day because it clearly is not going to be announced on that day. The decision
that
the court
clear.
Is making I thought it was, but just then I didn't make it clear. So I'm trying to make it clear so
all
everybody
right.
understands that just about Parliament and if it's legal or not. And once they decide that, we go from there. All right, let's go to the next one.
All right. 206 area code. You are on.
Greetings, Ray. Greetings, Tony. Top of the day to you both. I got caught in the back tide here. I didn't know the call was going on. I just checked and saw that you were there, and I popped in, and now I'm online. So you got me tongue-tied, friends. I'll go back and re-listen so that I can pick up. I don't impose on everybody's time to ask, tell me what you already told everybody. So I wish you a great day, and thanks for all you do.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
704, Erica, you're on.
That's how my dad handled things.
704.
Robert said, yeah, you got it.
Okay. 954 area code, you are on. 954. Okay, I guess these folks are just calling in on the Q&A line just because they want to. 610, area code, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good afternoon, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Greetings.
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. I'm going to have to keep this one short. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out your checks and money orders, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. And please remember to include your phone number on those checks and money orders. This way it makes it easier for Ray to track those payments as they come in. For those of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNT Super Fantastic website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit card or credit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions and follow each step. It'll take you through three pages that you'll fill information in. After you submit your payment, stay on that page for a few seconds, and you'll receive a checkbox with a circle and the sentence that says, thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show. This way, you know that your payment has gone through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Do appreciate it.
Don't go skiing down the street, though. I know y'all go get a lot of snow out here.
It's all dry out here.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It is. All right, Tony. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
All right, sir. That was it. There's no other hands up.
Oh, okay, then. All right. Short call. Nothing going on. Tuesday is actually the day, guys, when we should see a change, or people should get excited if the courts make their decision, because we know things are moving. But in the meantime, in between time, if something does happen, we'll tweet it out, or Ray will put it in the chat room or forum, and we'll let you know what's going on. But today, do what I'm going to do, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day, your weekend. Be super fantastic while you're doing it, and share the super fantastic. There is no bad news. We're just waiting for the court to make their decision before we move on. Any of that other BS and guys that tell you this is happening, that's happening,
You can clearly see right now nothing happened. I don't expect it to. I talked to my guy in Iraq. I will shoot you guys out a tweet just so you get a little update over the weekend. All right, Ray.
All right, that's going to do it for us for this week. Let's look forward to a joyous weekend, and we'll be back on Marvelouser Monday. Let's see what happens. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up.
Fire.
I believe.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, this session is no longer being recorded.